What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jack, let me ask you, we talked about this obviously minutes after the debate. 10 days later, are you surprised with the continued fallout from that performance?
Well, yes and no. I mean, I do think, to me, one of the most startling things is if you watched Joe Biden in North Carolina the day after the debate, you saw a very different Joe Biden. You saw the, I like to call it the state of the state, Joe Biden, enthusiastic, energetic. But what is most astonishing to me is that the Biden administration, the Biden White House, the Biden campaign, then kind of went silent most of last week. They weren't reaching out to big supporters, whether those be members of Congress, leaders of the House and Senate, governors, donors. And they kind of let this continue to play out in a way that just seems like political malpractice to me.
What do you think of the leaks that are coming out to places like the New York Times, the Washington Post, and CNN from people within the White House? Does that illustrate a bigger problem for the president and his current administration?
It does, absolutely. I mean, the Biden team has been... I don't know. They were like a rock 4 years ago. Joe Biden is known to keep advisors for a very long time. Most of his senior folks have been with him, not just years, but in some cases, decades. This is really a close-knit team. The fact that we've seen leaking from the campaign, attacks on the debate prep, supposed breaks in the family position on the campaign. All of those things are really bad signs for a campaign.
You talked about the North Carolina rally that was the day after the debate. Obviously, Friday was damage control by the Biden campaign on ABC. How do you think the president did in that interview with George Stephanopoulos?
Well, I thought he did better at the rally in Wisconsin. I mean, I think we're seeing at some of these rallies he's doing well. I thought his performance with George Stephanopoulos wasn't terrible, but it wasn't very good. We saw him at one point when he was talking about debate prep sort of ramble off and kind of fade away again. I don't know. I'd give it a C minus or a D plus. It left a lot to be desired.
What did you think about the final question George Stephanopoulos asked? If Trump wins in November and all the things that you say come true, what do you think? And Biden goes, if Trump wins in November, I'll feel as good as long as I gave it my best and did my goodest job. I can't say, minus the fact that he said goodest, I can't imagine that answer goes over well with Democrats.
It certainly doesn't. The people who are out there in the trenches for the Biden campaign, making phone calls, making donations, they really see this as an existential challenge to our country, to democracy, and to our nation's future. And to have such a weak answer, I mean, that's one of the places where I think over the last few months, even when people have seen Joe Biden misspeak on words or like you say, goodest, some of that stuff has raised questions. You know, a lot of these things we've seen energy, we've seen passion, we've seen heart from Joe Biden on why he's running, on what this campaign means to him, what America means to him. I mean, frankly, I thought that was one of his better answers in a really terrible debate performance when he talked about his optimism for America and what that means. So to end on that note, I think it just continued to raise more questions for Democrats.
You know, we hear that Senator Mark Warner is preparing to meet with the president and he's going to have some other members of the Senate. What do you think it would take for Joe Biden to say, for the better of the country, in his opinion, to step aside on the campaign? Do you think there is a person? I know in the interview he said God Almighty, but other than God Almighty, do you think there is a person in Washington that could talk President Biden to step aside? And could that person be Chuck Schumer?
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valenti, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or someone you know very well.
I think the only person who's going to convince Joe Biden to change his mind is Jill Biden. I don't see this coming from any individual members of Congress. I don't see it coming from previous presidents or other luminaries in the party. Now, look, if all of them get together and collectively say it, maybe that voice is loud enough, but I think we're far away from that. I really think it's Jill Biden or Joe Biden himself. A message from the Almighty is what it would take at this point.
So going forward, let's assume that it will be Joe Biden and Donald Trump in November. Obviously, some of Biden's poll numbers have dropped since that debate. How does the campaign rebound going forward and bring some of those independent voters on that they might have lost with the debate performance?
Well, I think there's two paths here, and the ideal path is that the White House and Joe Biden and the Biden campaign prove that he is up to this, and that is putting him out there at more rallies. It is having press conferences. It is having him interact with voters and demonstrating a broad command of the issues and just the wherewithal to move this forward. I think in lieu of that, I'm surprised we haven't seen more of that. Certainly at least the kind of events where he seems to thrive, like in Wisconsin. Now, there's two events in Pennsylvania today, so it'll be interesting to see how those go. But I think that the Democratic Party and the Biden campaign really need to make this a choice about values, about vision, about what a Biden victory means for the country. And they've been trying to flip the script here. It is the debate not worked, but they were gaining some traction before that. In trying to raise questions about what a Trump administration would look like, right? We've seen this 2025 plan from some of Trump's supporters, though he denied any involvement in that recently. But I think there are really, really very stark choices about what a Biden victory means for the country, for individual freedoms, starting with reproductive freedom. What it means for how presidential power is used, how our tax structure looks. There are huge choices there for Americans to make, and Democrats really need to focus on what those choices mean for actual individual families and voters.
Yeah, Jack, you know, this reminds me a lot, and I try to warn my fellow Republicans of this. This reminds me a lot of October 2016. The fallout that Trump had after the Access Hollywood tape, right? I mean, you had people in the party stepping aside saying, I no longer support him. I mean, it seemed like there was no chance the next month he was going to win the election. So there's still a lot of time left, and maybe the Biden campaign can take a page or two from that.
I'm writing about that for my newsletter, our Monday Morning Memo, tomorrow, right? I think there are a lot of Democrats saying, look at the Republicans, look at that Access Hollywood. I mean, you had a lot of Republicans who at the time had doubts about Trump to begin with. You had a party establishment that had broadly rejected Trump. And then you had this, this huge fallout from that video. And Trump just kept at it, and it did drive him to victory. And I think there are some Democrats that are saying, why can't we be more like Republicans, right, and rally behind our standard bearer, that there really is a choice here and we need to stop shooting ourselves. But at the end of the day, Democrats aren't always or even often very good at stopping shooting at each other.
Let's look at the state level, Jack. Now, I know we're 2 years out, but Kathy Hochul has announced that she will run for re-election. What are your thoughts on that, and do you think there will be a primary?
So I'm not surprised at all to hear Governor Hochul talk about running for re-election. I think she has a strong record to run on. I think we've talked about this before. I think a lot of the things she's done in office are things that maybe she's not getting a lot of credit for, cue the Biden analogies there. But I think she has a really strong record. She has a lot of strong support across different groups within the Democratic Party. And I think she's well positioned to run for re-election. That said, we're Democrats, and I anticipate that she will have a primary challenge. I do think that some of the anger, especially in New York City, around her decision on congestion pricing at the end of the legislative session. This was a fee that people were going to pay to go into parts of Manhattan in their car. Money that was going to be reinvested in the MTA, into the transportation, the public transportation system in New York City. I think that anger and how that's bubbling up means that she's going to have a real competitive primary in 2 years.
Do you think Letitia James would challenge her again?
I don't know. I mean, I think we saw from the attorney general a couple of years ago, as much as there was a lot of people encouraging to run for governor, and she definitely dipped her toe into that. I think we saw from her that she was very focused on being attorney general and really liked being attorney general. And we saw a lot of that with, her work with Donald Trump and the Trump Organization. We saw it with the NRA. You know, we've seen it in some other real major victories that she's had in the Attorney General's office. But I think absolutely when you have two statewide electeds that have that kind of broad base of support, I think there'll be a lot of energy around it, though I'd be surprised if that's how it plays out.
Jack O'Donnell, managing partner of O'Donnell and Associates. Jack, as always, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Joe.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.